Welcome. My name is Gustavo Diego, and thank you for tuning in to the Falcon Nation Information Broadcast. In the next 30 minutes, we'll get you updated on everything happening here at Fulton High. Now, let's get rolling into the Falcon Nation Information Show.
Good afternoon. You are listening to the Falcon Nation Information Show here on Falcon Radio 91.1, where for the next 30 minutes, we will be talking about events going on around Fulton like sports, student life, and an interview. And first up, we have some announcements, and I'm joined by D and Tia. Guys, what's happening?
Pretty good. Chilling. Valentine's Day. But I got a few announcements. I want to say students have a new opportunity to earn a dress-down day every week. If the average daily attendance rate for the school is 83% or better from Wednesday to Tuesday, then the entire school will earn a dress-down day each following Wednesday. You must still be in Knox County Schools dress code on those days. Please attend school regularly and only miss for true illness and emergencies. Encourage your friends to be here too.
Attention all seniors that have not yet completed the FAFSA. Don't miss out on your Tennessee Promise Scholarship and other financial aid. There are only 5 school days left to complete your FAFSA and not to lose your scholarships.
Summer Institute applications are now available. See any project grad staff to see if you're eligible and get your application. You must have a 2.0 GPA and good behavior and attendance to participate. Applications are due February 28th.
The Young Writers Institute at the University of Tennessee is coming up on February 29th. Locally and nationally recognized writers lead workshops for high school students in poetry, fiction, songwriting, screenwriting, journalism, and performance poetry. Lunch is provided and there is no cost to attend. See an English teacher to sign up. The deadline is February 20th.
The Falcon Brew is offering white chocolate raspberry iced coffee and raspberry mochas during the month of February.
Open studios 2 days a week. You can continue to drop in to work on art projects, draw your own sketchbook, and hang out with other artists on Monday after school in room 101. And now you can also go to room 112 on Thursdays. Open studios 3:30 to 4:30 both Mondays and Thursdays. Please see Ms. Haskell or Ms. Sadler if you have any questions.
The Garden Club will be meeting on Mondays after school to work outside in the garden. Meet Ms. Wilkerson in room 102 at 3:30. We will work outside for 1 hour. You can earn community service hours.
Mark your calendars for May 1st when the 10th annual CTE Goes Lives will take place. Abby McNew will be representing. For more details, search CTE Goes Live on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
The following students are February Students of the Month in Health Science. Juniors, Jasmine Matonya and Angelina Andreas. Seniors, Ferdy Gomez and Andrew Mize. And our staff member of the month is Kazi Gooch.
The Fulton High School Alumni Association will be unveiling a new veterans memorial in front of the school on Saturday, March 28th at 10 a.m. This memorial is to honor Fulton graduates who have died in the Vietnam War.
You can get more updates on everything going on at Fulton High School at our website, notschools.org/FultonHighSchool.
You are listening to the Falcon Nation Information Show here on 91.1, and we are joined by football coach Larry Hedrick. Inde, what questions do you have?
I got a few questions with him. So like Brandon said, I'm here with some say Coach Hedrick and some say Mr. Hedrick, who currently helps teaches co-ed with Algebra 1 and Algebra 2. How are you doing today, Coach?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, Inde?
Pretty good. Can't complain. So how long have you been teaching Algebra 1 and 2?
Actually, I've been teaching Algebra 1 and 2 this is my second year, but I've been in education for 14 plus years.
That's a long time. So what do you think about it? How you like it?
I love it. I mean, you get to wake up every day and, you know, hopefully change, you know, help somebody to change their life or, you know, change their mindset of how to attend school and help them to kind of better themselves academically and, you know, ultimately as a person.
Right. What do you think about Fulton as an environment?
Well, I think the Fulton environment, it's a good environment. I think that it's an environment where kids can excel in many different ways. We have so many different types of students at Fulton. And I think it's a culture that, or an environment that, where people can grow in and, you know, and again, spread their wings to do different things in their life.
And not even or not only in the teaching aspect, but far as coaching. How do you feel about coaching in a smaller 5A school?
I mean, it's fun. It's fun. You know, we get to go out and we get to compete against the best in the state, and that's what we want to do. I feel like that's how you get better as a program. You get better as a team. And I feel like that when you go out and you've had the success that we've had, you know, you need to go out and compete against the best. And when you do that, you become the best. You know, we struggled a little bit this year, but, you know, the good thing about this year is we were young, and, you know, we have a great culture, and that culture, you know, it's staying strong.
Right.
And I feel like that's a good thing.
I can agree with you being a part of that team. Even though our record states as it was, I wouldn't want to be a part of any other team. So would you say this is your dream job, coaching or teaching? And if not, what is your dream job?
Well, I can say this is my dream job. I wish I made more money, you know, but don't we all? But yeah, I mean, this is my dream job. I mean, when you wake up every day and you don't dread going to work, or you don't sit there and go, man, I need a call in today, or I don't feel good today, you know, you're in a good place. And, you know, there's not a day that I go by that says, man, I got to go to work or whatever. I love my job, and, yeah, I would say that this is my dream job.
What'd you say is the most challenging part of teaching and coaching?
The most challenging part as far as teaching goes is reaching every kid with their academic ability, because there's, you know, you got your people that, or you got your students that learn really easy, and then you have your students who struggle, and then you have your students who you know, need support or whatever. So that's probably the biggest struggle. Mm-hmm. But again, when you build good relationships with kids, I feel like it makes that aspect of it a lot easier, because when you have good relationships with kids, they'll run through a door for you.
Right. What would you say is the most challenging part of teaching?
The most challenging part is, again, trying to balance all the different levels when it comes to, you know, academic. And that's the second time I answered that question.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I meant to say, what is the best part, Coach?
That's all right. I got you. The best part is building relationships with students and players. You know, you build those relationships, and those relationships carry far beyond high school. You know, those relationships can carry, you know, somebody really far in life. So I think just building relationships is my favorite thing.
All right, so we got to know you as a teacher and somewhat as a coach. Let's switch it up a little bit. Where'd you grow up?
I actually grew up in North Knoxville. I attended Powell High School. Played football there for 4 years, you know, that's kind of it. Went to Tusculum College, graduated there. I think it took me about 15 years. I think I could have been a doctor or a lawyer or something else, but, you know, I got into education. So,
Let's see. What are some things you do in your free time that you would call your hobbies?
Oh, man, my family. They take up all my free time, the free time that I do have. You know, riding bicycles, throwing footballs, you know, all kinds of stuff. You know, I got a 9-year-old daughter and a 7-year-old son, so they keep me pretty busy.
Are they pretty active?
Very active, very.
Well, thank you for coming on the show with us and letting us know a little bit about you. We appreciate it.
All right, no problem. Thank you, Inday.
We are back here on the Falcon Nation Information Show, and it's time for some student life with Chris, DJ, and Travis. What's going on with you, y'all?
Not much, man. You know what it is. It's Valentine's Day. Get out with your loved ones, your boyfriends, your girlfriends, however y'all work.
And good evening.
Unless you're lonely, you know, and you don't have anyone, and then you sit at home and you eat some treats.
Churro.
You think about, like, man, could have gone so much different if I would have just asked her out.
I hate this holiday, honestly.
Why, man? Explain. You know, we got some time. You know?
Be honest with
okay,
you.
Okay, so.
I haven't celebrated Valentine's in, like.
My birthday is tomorrow, and I'm going to be 18.
Happy
birthday. Thank you.
Birthday, man.
Happy birthday. Yo, can we get some happy birthdays for, what's your name?
Travis.
Travis?
Thank you.
Wow.
But to get to the point, it's going to be 18 years of not celebrating Valentine's Day. So that's why I hate it.
Valentine's Day is just one of those holidays. If you don't buy a gift for your loved one, that you look bad. That's about it.
Yeah.
Isn't my love enough? All right. All right. I spent the last couple years trying to make you happy. I don't have to buy you like a Teddy Roxbelt or something. All right.
A Teddy's Roxbelt.
All right. Maze knows what I'm talking about. Teddy Ruxpin. There you go. That. Teddy Ruxpin. I don't have to buy you one of those. Anyway. But you know, some people, you know, it's. I don't feel like it really affects me that much. Maybe just because I've never been in a relationship among like half the people in this school.
Personally, I don't even celebrate Valentine's. It's just another day to me.
I know you be at home, eating your chocolate swirls, be going like, man.
Oh yeah, I do enjoy the gifts.
Definitely.
I'm not even from my mom.
Oh, by the way, my mom is listening to this. How you doing, mom? How you doing? This is a completely normal radio show. Nothing bad goes on around here.
Thank you for the chocolates, mom.
Damien, you got anything to say to your parents? Anything to your mom?
Have fun.
Thank you for the nothing.
Wait, hold on. Have fun.
I mean, what? Okay, look, explain my mom and dad. Listen, my mom. Damien. Listen, I know for a fact my mom and dad is going out somewhere to eat.
They come going back out home, somewhere to
drink
eat.
Some wine and go to sleep.
Go to sleep.
I know for a fact.
Anyway, speaking of sleep, on this part of the segment is where I usually go into joke of the day. But today, Brandon decided he wanted to step me up a little bit and make his own jokes. So, Brandon,
let's hear him, Brandon.
Yeah, I've got a few jokes. So, is Google male or female?
I don't know. Hmm. What is it, Brandon?
Female, because it doesn't let you finish a sentence before making a suggestion.
Why did I laugh? Why did I laugh? Hey, that's a good one, Brandon.
Oh, I get bad. It. It's so funny. Bad.
I'm going to need a high five after the show.
Oh, man. That's good. Hilarious. What else you got?
Well, I'm sad now because my friend told me I have the body of a Greek god, but I had to explain that Buddha isn't not Greek.
Oh, wow. I get it, man. That's so good.
Make sure you don't break anyone's heart today since it's Valentine's Day. They only have one of those. If you're going to break anything, break their bones since they have 206.
Oh, man.
That's one way to look at it.
Can we get some round of applause for Brandon?
No.
Amazing jokes.
Creativity.
All right, thank you.
It's about creativity.
Thank you.
All right, now.
Chris, you now have a minute. Jesus, go.
We always get on my segment where I sit here for a whole minute and just rant. All right, I got to be careful because my mom's listening. I don't want her to hear me say something ridiculous. Now, you know.
No, Chris, go all in.
You know, usually I do these by myself, but I think it's time to transition to where it's just a minute with Chris and Co. So, you know, let's talk about, you know, I usually just use him, but, you know, let's talk about Damien for a minute here.
Oh, all right,
Damien,
boy.
You know, he's a pretty cool dude. You know, he's a all right. Thank you know, he's a pretty cool dude. You know, he usually gets up to the shenanigans. And, you know, I want to say something that happened the other day, right? So I walk up Damien, you know, just walking. And I was like, yo, Damien, you know, the payment's due. And Damien was like, I have no idea what you're talking about, man. So then, you know, I did the best thing, and I charged straight at him, you know, to assert my dominance. And, of course, Damien, being the fearful prey that he is, decided to run as fast as he could. But
hold on.
But, you know, I had the power of the almighty, you know.
Time
the, what?
I'll love to know, when did this happen?
This happened, like I said, yesterday.
Yesterday, I barely even seen you.
The bruise is still on the back of your neck from when I drop kicked you, man. It's still there. All right, everyone can see it.
Don't you?
Right? Maze can see it. The camera can see it.
This happened.
Right?
We can all see
it. Yes, Travis,
no, it
did.
Nah,
you weren't there. You didn't hear like the power of the wind when I hit it against the back of his neck, like it blew across the entire school. Like Brandon fell out of his chair.
Nah,
while this was happening.
That never happened. Right?
It was happening. Don't you remember during third block? And it was like that doom. You know? You don't remember that?
Nah,
like,
you might have kicked the chair.
You
know,
like,
I wasn't
like,
even
those,
know.
Those like those kung fu movies where like you know they kicked someone and like the wind like explodes in one. And that was like on the back of his neck, and he flew across the room like. Like, right against the wall. It was ridiculous, man. Like,
no.
It was crazy.
You let that happen?
Like, they're still repairing the wall as we speak.
This never happened.
Like, all right, explain your part of the story, you know, since we're
okay,
we're
first thing first, I don't even know what are you talking about.
What are you talking about?
Another thing is, I was even, you said third block.
Yeah,
are you talking about, what, you talking about during lunch?
No, man, just third block, you know, the entirety of third block, you know?
But we wasn't even in the same class.
It was an epic duel between me and you, except it was more like me just, like, you know, like giving you a little roundabout, you know what I'm saying? You know,
whooping on him.
Mm-hmm.
No, never.
Yes,
that
man.
Never happened.
Yes, it did.
No.
Sports crack. Anyway, yeah, it did. You know, Brandon came back. Yo, Brandon, remember when you fell out your chair? Like, you know, you went like, you like flew across the room. Like, you know,
yes, I felt the power of God upon me.
Yes, you did, because, you know, the power, his power overwhelmed me, and I was just like, shoo, you know, just like the wind. You know. It was like one of those old Bruce Lee movies, you know, it was crazy.
Oh, no.
All right? Like, you were like one of those foot ninjas, you know. It's like, I was Raphael, and you were one of the foot ninjas, and Shredder was like attacking, and I was like shopping. He was like, you're useless, you're fired. Then you went to go work at Dollar General. Anyway, that's enough from me. We can end this segment now. Travis, I'm sorry you had to sit here.
It's all right.
Brandon, just want to send this off before I go any further.
We'll be back after the break. Welcome back to the Falcon Nation Information Show. I'm joined by Josh and Aisha for some sports updates. What do we got going on in sports?
Yes. We got the basketball team having a good game last night. It was a crazy game at that.
You know, tragic.
Tragic. The boys played Farragut senior night. It was a crazy game. In overtime, they lost by a buzzer beater shot. Something that I think was lucky, you know, kind of like a 50-50 chance. But, you know, what's your thinking on that thought, that shot?
Yeah, that's it's like a kind of hard loss, I guess, but not really. I mean, that's the first game they lost, isn't it?
Nah, I think they lost a couple. They only lost a couple, but not too many, though.
Oh, okay.
Probably like five. At the most.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah. I didn't even know that. But, yeah, I think they really tried their best, but
mm-hmm.
I feel like it still went in their favor, though.
That was a good game. It was a good game. But the girls lost a bad loss at that, 21-69. You know, we also have a big game coming up tomorrow at Oak Ridge, and that's going to be a good game, too. You know, everybody come out and support the Dirty Birds. Girls and boys.
Wait, what was the score for the guys last night?
71-73.
Oh, that's really close.
Yeah, it was a buzzer beater shot.
Dang.
Yeah. And also, we play Austin East Tuesday at Austin East, so y'all come out and support for that game, too. Also, we have a lot about wrestling. Tonight and tomorrow, your four in high school wrestlers will be fighting for a chance to qualify for the state tournament next week. 11 different high schools will be competing, with only the top four from each Kuwait class advancing to Nashville to crown the Elevent State Championship. If you see the following students, please wish them good luck. And if you're interested in cheering them on, we will be at Gibbs High School tonight at 6, and we'll be there all day tomorrow, starting at 9 a.m.
Exciting.
Yep. All the boys come out. We'll go ahead and read these names off. Aisha. So these are the people that are wrestling.
Jesse, Shedrick, Zach, Abner.
Mm-hmm.
My bad. Dre Peebles, Jaden Brewer, Chris Shev, Patel, Isaiah Hurley, Kayvon White, Kian Vaughn, Elijah Mostello, Titus Cole, and Seth Vaughn.
Let's go, guys. Let's go get that state championship, you know.
Oh, yeah, y'all got this.
You know, let's go. Yep, that's good. And we also have baseball coming up, and we have boys baseball. Soccer, so that's a lot.
Oh, yeah, they got I heard they had the jamboree.
When is the jamboree?
Oh, I forgot.
Tomorrow. Come down and support
at the Sampson Complex.
Sampson Complex. Let's go.
Yeah.
You know, gotta love the Falcons. I'ma die. I sweat, put blood, sweat, and tears into everything.
Yeah.
Even school.
Devoted.
You know, I'm stressed right now. We're not gonna speak on that. But continuing this, we have an interview with Dre Peebles. And here we have a special guest with us today, Dre Peebles, a member of the football team and also a member of the wrestling team, and he's going to tell us a little bit about his experience with wrestling and stuff. All right, Dre, what's your favorite part about wrestling?
My favorite part is just slamming people and just trying to pin them, mm-hmm. and just really using your muscle a lot.
Yeah. And, like, what do you say is the hardest part about wrestling?
Your weight. You got to make sure that you're, like, you're always on weight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, makes sense. And what is your weight class?
134.
134.
Is your weight class tough?
Yeah, sort of.
Mm-hmm. All right, and how's your season been going?
It's been going pretty good. I wish I shouldn't have lost as many matches, but it's going good.
That's good. And how many wins have you had this season?
24.
That's good. That's good. How many losses?
14.
That's good.
14 and 13. Yeah. Somewhere around that.
It's a positive record. It's where you want to be. Also, what is something that is surprising about wrestling?
That you can just have fun with it. Mm-hmm. Like, some people think that you got to take it serious, but you can just have fun with it.
Mm-hmm. That's a good thing right there. And also, how could I say this? What do you say is an hard part? Like, what is something, not hard, but like, what is something that you have to take in and realize, like, what is something, what is the discipline side about wrestling? You know what I'm saying?
You can't never give up.
Yeah.
Do
you ever feel like you want to just, like, punch somebody?
Sometimes some wrestlers do dirty stuff, but you just got to remember, like, you just can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you just want to keep fighting.
Yeah, have you ever came across any type of dirtiness from other players?
Yeah, I have.
Mm-hmm. Did it ever get to you?
No, it really didn't.
Yeah. Just stuck in there and kept fighting?
Yeah.
Yeah. And what was your hardest match that you have had in wrestling?
My hardest match probably this year. My coach told me to bump up at 138, and we went into like two or three overtimes, and he beat me by one. It was like, it was really tiring. Well, I was really tired.
Yeah. And was that match, like, was it a big match for you?
No, it really wasn't. It's just that I knew it was probably going to be tough because he was probably bigger than me, but I was still holding my ground a little bit.
Yeah, that's very good. And how do you look forward to going to the state this year?
Yeah, I'm third in the region right now for 132, so I see myself going that state probably first or second.
That's good. That's good. That's what I like to hear. And that will be it for us today. Thanks, Dre.
You're welcome.
And that was our interview with Dre. Thanks for that, buddy. And that is it for sports.
All right. That's going to do it here for us on the Falcon Nation Information Show. Big thanks to D, Tia, Inde, Chris,
no problem,
DJ, Travis, Josh, Gustavo, Aisha, and of course Mr. Mays for this show. Would not be possible without you all. Make sure to tune in next Friday, same time, same place. All of us here on Falcon Radio wish you a great Valentine's Day Friday and an even better and hopefully drier weekend. But don't go anywhere. We've got all of the great hits coming up next, starting with Living on Love by Alan Jackson.
This has been Falcon Nation Information. Make sure to tune in next week for our next episode of Falcon Nation Information here on 91.1 WKCS Falcon Radio. Lit.